Journalist Molly Ivins was often described as funny, folksy, and vicious, her syndicated columns skewering the right wing and advancing a view of the world in which wisdom and conscience are the driving forces of government, not the stupidity, greed, and warmongering that seems to be the bedrock of Washington politics. Well, there were plenty of folksy, funny moments in Berkeley Repertory Theater's Red Hot Patriot, The Kick-Ass Wit of Molly Ivins, a lovingly scripted scrapbook of a one-woman show featuring Kathleen Turner as the Texas-raised Ivins, who died of breast cancer in 2007. Though Ivins' progressive politics are not exactly ignored in the somewhat awkward script by Margaret and Allison Engel, they take a back seat to the twin sisters' focus on Ivins as a journalistic iconoclast, a wounded daughter whose love-hate relationship with her strict military father might be the major motivation for her lifelong rejection of authority, tradition, and hardline conservatives. The resulting play, whizzing by in a brisk 75 minutes with no intermission, works hard to find a through line in what ends up being less a story of Ivan's life and more an assembly of Wikipedia-level facts. Her childhood in Texas, her work at the New York Times and the Texas Tribune, her battles with alcohol, her playful and not-so-playful journalistic attacks on George W. Bush, all of it livened by a greatest hits parade of Ivan's best-known political columns and Texas twang zingers. Even so, as in her life, Ivan's vibrant humor and fierce passion shines through, and Kathleen Turner, best known for her film work in movies like Body Heat and Romancing the Stone, turns out to be a first-rate channel of Ivan's contagious spirit. Dressed in Ivan's signature jeans and blue denim shirt, Turner, her throaty voice and expressive face, not so much an impersonation of Ivan's as a fiercely loving celebration of her optimistically no-nonsense approach to life and the journalistic trade, is magnificent. "This is what writing looks like," she announces at the start of the show, her red-booted feet propped up on her desk beside an old manual typewriter. "It's 75% thinking, 15% typing, and 10% caffeine." There is an odd but ultimately effective supernatural vibe to the show, a mysterious AP machine spitting out news reports here and there, significant columns marking the milestones of Ivan's life, while in the background a series of desks are stacked up, representing the various positions she's held at different newspapers, as she writes what turns out to be an unexpectedly poignant column about her father, a column which may also be her last. Red Hot Patriot, while falling short as a serious biography, serves nicely as a kind of onstage obituary, succinctly hitting the major points, honoring the best aspects of Ivan's life and glossing over the rest. Despite this, Turner and Ivins turn out to be as irresistible a match as Ivins was a certified American original, with a heart every bit as big as the country she loved. Red Hot Patriot, The Kick-Ass Wit of Molly Ivins, runs Tuesday through Sunday through January 10th at Berkeley Repertory Theater, berkeleyrep.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.